Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Welcome back to the Spirit of Harrogate. So we're here with Alex. It's the home of Slingsby's Gin, and it's certainly got a festive feel going on. It looks absolutely fantastic in here. It's a little winter wonderland. How are you, Alex?
All good, thanks. Yeah, starting to feel super festive here at the Spirit of Harrogate. How about yourself?
I'm really good, thank you. 1st of December tomorrow, Christmas is fast approaching and people are starting to get their Christmas shopping done. So what new products do you have on offer? I noticed on the way in actually some mini boxes when I walked into the shop. Can you tell me about them?
Yeah, exactly. Those are new in actually, just for this year, only launched a week or so ago. They are Slingsby miniatures. So we've got a miniature version of the rhubarb, the London Dry and the Navy Strength. We have the Spirit of Harrogate Slingsby Experience box, which has got all three in. Or we've got individual ones. Absolutely fantastic stocking filler. But also a great way to introduce yourself to the brand if you've not tried it before, if you've not tried any of the others.
And tell me about the ribbon. Is that so you can hang it on your tree? What's that for?
Basically, yeah, it's like a bauble, but it's not a bauble. Effectively, inside each of the little boxes, you will have whichever miniature you desire, and then you'll just attach it and hang it off the tree. It's a store only, I'm afraid. And the three bottle mini set is also available online.
Right, I'll be doing a bit of shopping before I go today, I can see. And what else is new this Christmas, Alex?
So we've also recently just launched, just last week, our 2017 edition of the Barrel Aged Gin.
I've not heard of that. Tell me about that.
Well, basically, the idea of sticking gin in a barrel dates back to the 18th and early 19th centuries, when oak was used to ship and store spirits rather than using some unbreakable expensive containers. As the gin sailed overseas, it picked up some of the oak's sweet spice qualities, as well as a little bit of colour, similar to like you would do with a whiskey. Also known as yellow gin, the spirit was even sold in barrels prior to the Single Bottle Act in 1861. So we've created our own barrel-aged gin, using our London Dry Gin, which we have allowed to mature in oak barrels for 16 to 24 weeks. It follows similar maturing process as whiskey, where the spirit is left to rest in these barrels and gives it that rich, warm colour.
I know this might seem like a daft question, but what would you serve it with?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a few ways you could do it. Obviously, you can sip it neat over ice. That's the main kind of design, almost, so to speak, is to create a sipping gin like you would with a whiskey, or mix it with ginger beer and some tonics as well. Some tonics pair really well with it, some unusual garnishes and stuff like that. My favorite cocktail we've made with it is based on a whiskey old fashioned. So we're using the Slingsby old fashioned. So we're going to start with 50ml of the Slingsby barrel aged gin. I'm going to add 2 bar spoons of brown sugar in there, a bit of pink grapefruit zest, like a nice big peel. And then a couple of drops of some juniper bitters and a couple of drops of grapefruit bitters. And what I do is I like to sort of give that all that kind of like a little bit of a muddle, break it down, add sort of like about a third of the glass with ice, gentle stir, add half the gin, a bit more ice and give it a stir and let that kind of dilute and all mix together. Add a bit more ice and then the rest of the gin and then just gently stir it until it requires the right dilution basically to wherever you think it tastes the best. So it's all about tasting it as you go along. It's a lengthy process, but once you get it, that drink is perfect. Kind of like, I love it after dinner, but any time of the day as well.
Sounds amazing. And I know a lot of people are going to be listening to that thinking, oh, I need to try this. Can you also get that from the Spirit of Harrogate?
Yeah, of course you can. You do need to be quick though, as it's only a limited edition product and we've only produced 400 bottles in total. So when it is gone, it is gone. And we did an edition this last year, the 2016 edition. And by all accounts, it was gone within the first couple of weeks.
They're the new products in store. Is there anything else that you can tell us about today?
Yeah, well, actually, we launched something very special in Morrison's, as you know, with it being Yorkshire Company, and ourselves being a Yorkshire Company. We produced a Morrison's Slingsby Gin Cream, you know, like a brandy cream.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I think I've seen this. Tell us what that is.
Well, basically, it's like fresh whipped cream that you put on desserts, but they've made it using Slingsby Gin. Forget the brandy sauce. This is Christmas. It's all about Slingsby Gin Cream.
Now that sounds incredible. That sounds right up my street. Is that out now, Alex?
It is out now, and I can tell you it's absolutely fantastic, and that is not me just pandering. Did I mention that we've actually won over 20 awards for the Slingsby range? Slingsby London Dry Gin, Yorkshire Rhubarb Gin, and Navy Strength Gin, and the Vodka.
You didn't, but I follow you on social media. Keep in touch what you're doing, and I know it's been an award-winning year, and very well deserved, I must say.
We've also got big plans for next year. You've probably seen that the front of our shop is starting to look a little bit bigger.
Yes, seen the building work, and you've moved into next door, have you?
Yes, we have, yeah. We've got the old We Three Gin sign in there to sort of block out all the building work and stuff like that. We've signed the lease for the property next door, basically, and can officially announce that we'll be extending our store and experiences for 2018.
And if you haven't tried an experience, you need to in 2018, because they're absolutely fantastic. And for somebody who's not tried one before, just tell us what they're all about.
The normal gin experience, people come here, they get a welcome gin and tonic. They get a lovely spread available from Wheaton's.
Obviously,
yeah, I know, local supplier, local food, you name it. And they learn about the history of gin. So they really go through the in-depth, what makes gin gin, the difference between gin, vodka and whiskey, what the juniperberry is, how it's been used medicinally throughout its history, where alcohol comes from, where like gin's predecessors, where gin comes from, all the way through to sort of Georgian period, Victorian period, and then how also where tonic comes from as well. And throughout that time period, they will be sampling different gins, different tonics. You know, as you can imagine, it's quite a boozy affair, but it's also a learning affair, and it's more about gin as a category. It's not about Slingsby, it's about gin as a whole.
It's absolutely fantastic. It's an absolutely must try. This year has been an absolutely great year for you. We've absolutely loved working with you at Stray FM. We're going to work with you next year. I think all that's left to say is cheers.
Cheers. Thank you very much. And obviously, if you want to know more about what's going on with Slingsby, you can sign up to our mailing list via our website or follow us on social media at Slingsby Social. We'll be putting all the updates out there and obviously competitions, you name it. So thanks, guys, and see you next year.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.